This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host, Larry London.
Hi, welcome to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and happy Monday to you. It is Labor Day here in the United States. And today, I have a special guest in the studio with us. And what a thrill, what a pleasure it is to welcome back for the fourth time one of my favorite people to speak to, one of my favorite singers to listen to. We'd like to welcome to the Voice of America and Border Crossings today, the one, the only, Natasha Bedingfield.
Just about my middle school kids. I sit here in this chair and I wish for you not to leave me now. My friends, they always told me not to make you my wife. Man, they was putting you down. And now they see we rolling. Me and you, we scrolling. They don't wanna come around.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. In our studios today, one of my favorite artists who is right now promoting her brand new album, album number 5 in her collection, Roll With Me, the lovely and talented Natasha Bedingfield. It is great to have you
Thank
here.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here again.
Welcome back to DC. Again. I'm sorry that they lost your luggage in the airport.
So it's crazy, isn't it?
Not off to a good start. Not off to a good start. But I'm happy to see you again. This is the, I think, fourth or fifth time that you've been a part of the show.
I mean, and it's so wonderful to come back to, you know, I feel like you supported me from the start. So just to be back here and be talking about this and talking about new music.
Yes.
It's just, it's exciting for me because it's been a little while.
New music. And I read where you are very excited about this new album, Roll With Me, because it's very different than what you've been doing previously.
I think that it's like every artist, you have these things where you can either be safe and release things that are exactly the same as what you've released, or you can keep evolving and growing. And what I feel like with this record is I've taken the things that I love about the last stuff, which is this positivity, this energetic thing. This music has that, but it feels like an evolution as an artist too. So it just, it makes me feel excited.
Mm. And you're not here in DC necessarily to promote the album, because that's coming
that's
up
right.
with a tour,
yeah.
but you're here for a big show that you just performed, which was to honor the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Yeah, so you heard that I was in town.
Yes.
And just invited me on the show,
yes.
and I love it. We, you know, so I found out about it when I was getting on the plane, and I'm like, absolutely, I have to be on here. And I'm in town to sing at the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, and NASA's putting it on, and Pharrell Williams is singing, and Herbie Hancock and a number of others. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm singing Fly Me to the Moon.
Great.
Gonna get my, you know, Frank Sinatra.
That's right, a little who influenced your music? I mean, growing up, that's one of the older songs. So where did you kind of first discover
enough,
music?
Like you know, I thought when I first started, the most important thing is to have a distinct sound, because a lot of times people sound like each other, you know. So I listen to mostly male artists. So I listen to Sting, U2, Stevie Wonder, a whole bunch of others. But it was just this that was my thinking is how do I, like, if I listen to men, maybe then I won't sound like just all the other girls.
Right. And you have worked with Paul McCartney.
Yes,
and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, I love Bruno Mars too. He's just like, he's my guy.
Wow, you do so many different things so well, you know, and you've won so many awards. We were talking, you know, off the air about all the awards, Grammy nominated, Brit Award nominations, and all the things that have come your way. And it seems like it has kind of been a moment. It's gone by so fast that all this stuff's happened.
I mean, I guess. Stuff does go by so fast. I just feel like a new artist still, and I still have that the energy of a new artist, where I feel like anything can happen, and I'm kind of back at that place, particularly right now. And border crossing, like, I'm kind of like that. I'm from London. My parents come from New Zealand. They immigrated to London, and my influence is very, there's so many different cultures in London,
right?
So that, you know, like African beats and choir singing, and you know, I love to mix it all up. Mm.
And you do have a house in Los Angeles now too?
I do, yeah. I live in
So you LA Hollywood. And London, yeah. and all around yeah. the world, and Global Angels, yeah. you're traveling the world.
Yeah, my mom has a charity called Global Angels.
Yes.
And yeah, she always keeps me in touch with like the stuff that's really happening in the world, because you know, music industry, it's very like it's its own little bubble. Mm-hmm. So it's good to kind of like surround yourself with people who actually are like, you know, in other, you know, kind of know about like the social justice things in the world and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. You know, I did something at the UN like a couple of years ago about the environment, and it mm-hmm. was powerful just to kind of be in, talking with people who really like know from a scientific point of view, mm-hmm. You know, solutions and that kind of thing.
Hmm. And you knew early that you wanted to be in music. You were singing yeah. with your sister and your brother at one point.
Yes, I was, yeah. So we grew up in church. So we just grew up with this amazing community of like, we would just get up on stage and people are like, yes, go for it. You know, this very encouraging environment and this feeling that music, it takes you somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, music is a way to connect to yourself and a way to connect to God and to connect to others. And that's one of the most powerful things that church kind of instilled in me is this, mm-hmm. this feeling of spirituality and this feeling that music is something other than just trying to impress people or just trying to win something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I used to sing with my siblings.
DNA, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, we used to just like, this is what I heard is the best way to learn an instrument is just join a band. Mm-hmm. So if you just know three chords, just,
that's enough.
You know, yeah, don't wait for like someone who, you know, this incredible producer to discover you. Just like look around you and work with the people around you. So mm-hmm. that was my siblings, and we love doing harmonies. Even today, all my music has a lot of harmonies mm-hmm. in it. You know, and it's this thing of, did you know that like human beings, we actually can communicate without talking? You know, ESP.
Sure.
I feel like a band is actually proof of that, because I could switch a harmony and my sister will switch at exactly the same time. Mm. And how does that happen? I don't know.
Like how. Wow. Yeah. You're on the same page, yeah. the same wavelength.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So the new album, which is coming out at the end of August, and I assume a tour will be coming up as well shortly
Yeah,
after.
We've got a tour coming up, end of the
International
year.
International tour around the world?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Right now, we're putting together an American, North American tour. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I wrote this album, I was thinking about the tour. That was my whole, I'm starting with that in mind. Mm-hmm. Of what do I want this show to be like? What is the experience going to be for people? Mm-hmm. And it has to be a reason to get out of your couch, off your couch, because mm-hmm. we can watch so many videos, we can see it all, but there has to be a reason to actually like get out there. Mm. And that's the live experience. It just, you can't top it. You can't. It doesn't capture it on a phone.
Mm. And Roll With Me, there's a song, I think, Roller Skate.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah. And you made a video for that, and you're yes. roller skating in the video. I guess yeah. in real life, you also are back to roller skating?
Yeah, you asked me just before we started rolling right. the camera, what sports did I grow up doing? And I was like, yes. not really, didn't do any sports, but I did do a lot of roller skating. And for me, it was this, I could go anywhere I wanted. It was this freeing thing that I would try and catch up with my brother because he was better than me always. And my wheels would just, sometimes they would break because they were just cheap skates. Mm-hmm. But I just loved it. And so, yeah, I've been reconnecting with that, you know, and I wrote a song about that. And then recently we were in London and then Berlin, and we filmed a lot of the music video in both of those places.
And we can see you roller skating in the video?
Yeah, I'm roller skating in it.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and divas, like, there's a tradition of roller skates with divas in like disco songs, in like these 70s songs, you know, like
Cher. Back in the other, like with the mirror ball.
Yeah, and I love the Cher video, you know, yeah. and it's super camp. And but she's like, I don't think she's actually roller skating in it. I think she's just
no,
kind of like
right.
pretending. But I just wanted to really roller skate.
Wow.
Yeah, and when we were in Berlin, there was a huge roller skating festival, so we just joined in mm-hmm. and put that in the video.
there's nothing in our way. Thank you.
So you love the male artists, and you said in school you kind of, you were competing with the boys quite frequently, you know?
Yeah, I was stronger than the boys. I grew up a little bit before they did.
And right, right.
So, I felt sorry for them, but like I was just, you know, like
and I know
playing
you got
rugby. And
you got married a few years ago.
Yeah.
Are you competitive with your husband?
I mean, he's so much stronger than me. It's just not, you know, he puts me in my place. You know, I took like kickboxing. I tried to do, you know, and when you do boxing with a trainer, the trainer pushes back and the sound is really satisfying.
Right,
you feel like you're so strong. But then when you try and actually really beat someone up.
Where's the sound?
It's like, I can't even move him. So I don't know.
And you have a baby.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
That's another big change since the last time we spoke is that you're now a mom.
Yes.
Which is huge. That's a life transformation.
It really is.
Balance now a career and raising a child. How do you make that work with this, especially putting out a new album and you have a little one, Solomon, who's coming up on two.
Little King Solomon. He's just really melted my heart, you know, and I feel like a different kind of vulnerability and a willingness to let other people look after me as well. Because I've always been this kind of scrappy, like I'm, you know, a career woman, I'm taking care of myself and not trust anyone and that kind of thing. A little bit, I've got something to prove. And I feel like I've just softened it a little bit and I've felt like just having a child is just, that's been a beautiful thing for me. And I feel like I'm a mother, I can be a mother for people too. And that's really been, I've always been a bit of a mama, you know, like, have you eaten? Did you eat this morning? Like, you know, and like hugging people and that kind of thing. And so I feel like it's kind of tapped into a part of my personality that, that, you know, was always needed to be there.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to encourage him to be in the business, because you're going to be around it, or are you going to say, or are you just going to let him do what he wants to do?
I mean, I'm like, he can do what he wants to do. It's fun trying to guess what he's going to be.
That's fun.
He has access to some of the best people in the world.
Yes.
So if he wanted to be in sport, he we already know the agents and we already know, you know, and music too. Linda Perry, who I wrote the album with, she's one of his godparents.
Oh.
But for me, I just like, I want him to just know the joy of music. Mm-hmm. It's not about, and I feel this way about music in general. Like, they took music out of schools, in many schools, and I feel like music is this thing that it's so healthy to do, and it's not about like doing it as a career. It's not about fame. It's about finding a place for your emotions to flow. So for me, I would just encourage music from that perspective.
And you've done a lot of charity work, I believe, outside of just Global Angels, which I assume is still ongoing.
Definitely, my mom. That's my mom's charity, and I love that she does that.
And you've done some other charity things as well, and traveled the world in the last
few
years. Well,
you mentioned Paul McCartney. I did a song that I wrote that was all about the earth. It's called Love Song to the Earth. And it was just that, you know, we own, this earth is our world, but because you own something doesn't give you permission to treat it badly. Because some people think that if you own something, it's mine, so I can abuse it.
Mm.
You know, where I'm kind of like, I just feel like if it's yours, then you take care of it. And this is our honor to take care of it. So I spoke at the UN about that. And it was really a powerful experience for me.
That's excellent. That I mean, you have this platform and you're using it for such great reasons that you're giving back and helping people who need it.
And that's
always been, you know, something about you that has made you special and unique.
Thank you.
You're a loving, caring person. And you're real. You're not pretentious. You're not fake. You are real.
Thank you. I mean, I've had a microphone in front of me my whole
all the
life,
time, yes.
And I want to make sure that I actually say some things that actually matter, you know, but I don't always.
Got to have fun too along the way. It's not all work. Got to have
some
play. You also were in a 007 video game.
Oh, yeah.
Are you thinking about an acting career? Is there, would you like to? Because I read where you were looking at scripts. So has anything come out of that?
I'd love to be in something that is related to music. You know, I'd love to play someone. Like I said, I think earlier, I'd love to play a difficult character who sings, like Janis Joplin or something
that. That would be great. I'm sure with all the biopics that that might that might happen. So tell me more about this new album. Linda Perry, you mentioned, she's worked with you know, Pink and Katy Perry and so many other singers throughout, you know, in music. She's so well respected. She discovered you. And from what I read, she loves you and loves your style, loves you and everything you bring to the table. So this is and she brought you on her label, I think.
That's
she's
right.
one of the owners of the label. That's huge to have Linda Perry in your corner.
Wonderful, yeah.
And for her to have you, that's a great collaboration. So what can we expect from this album? You said where it's going to be dance. You're going to dance to this album. Is it a dance album?
I want to make music that makes people move or moves them. So
bumper sticker.
Yeah, exactly. It's just all about movement, and it's not a dance record, but it's just all these beats in there that make you. You just cannot resist them, and you will end up moving, or you'll end up crying. And I mean, I think it's just about finding, just saying what you need to say in a song, and doing it in a way that is physical. So Linda Perry and I, we discovered each other maybe 8 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, and we just had this amazing chemistry. We started writing together. It was one of the records, and she also witnessed some of the political music business stuff that was going on in my life. And I was trying to write this record that my fans would love, and then the label, they had other ideas about who I was, and that happens to a lot of artists at certain points in their career when, you know, so... And also there's a lot of, like, because the music industry's changing, and there's a lot of, there's the old school thinking of how to release a record. And then there's this new generation of people who are coming up where music just gets released, you know, and it just, it's this living, breathing thing. And a song is not a fixed thing. You write the song and you release it, and then you write another one. And so some of the old thinking, they haven't really figured out how to catch up. So I left my label. It was amicable. I just asked them to let me go because it was just kind of feeling a bit like they couldn't really, just kind of
they weren't supporting you. That's the bottom line. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And I had a vision, and then I think Linda, as soon as she started her label, she called me up and was like, "We'd love to sign you." And it's been really a fun journey so far.
And so, favorite songs on the album, songs that we should be looking for.
Well, Roll With Me. There's a song called Kick It. You know, a lot of the themes are kind of relational, just like making things work, doing whatever it takes. But it's just fun.
Remember how you made me crazy? Remember how I didn't care? Left it all on the kitchen table for my heart to bear. We used to run along the shoreline on the sands of Malibu. Holding hands in the shallow waters, promises and I love yous. Oh, the stars were counting, laying on the hood of your car. Oh, now, and I'm praying for
Requests, dedications, giveaways, and celebrity interviews. Border Crossings.
Do you like this age of technology now? Because when you started, you know, which was in the early 2000s, it was just getting started, the streaming and the Apple and the iTunes.
Yes.
And now it's out of control. Everybody, it's streams. Is that...
Well, everybody's an artist and everybody is in their own, like, reality TV show as well, right, with Instagram and all that. I mean, I think it's got so many pluses and so it's got minuses too. Mm. I think it's funny because we're more connected, but we're less connected, mm-hmm, as well. You know, so if you go to a restaurant with your friends, you might sit in the restaurant all looking at your phone,
right,
instead,
right,
of actually like, hi, you know.
Yeah, or text the person always, across from you.
Yeah, and we always feel like we need to be somewhere else. Mm. I mean, I found that sometimes having an argument over text with my husband is quite, you could just never argue. You could just only argue on text.
Right.
You know, you have these two lives going on. You're like, I hate you.
Yeah, yeah. And you get to make up in person.
Exactly. I love it. I love that it's easier to connect with your fans. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a middle person. Mm-hmm. You can just go direct. I love that. And I think, I talked to one of my friends, Imogen Heap, you know, and we were talking about how the music industry is very, there's a lot of, when changes happen, there's a lot of the old school kind of thinking. People are like, oh no, it's not like what it used to be. You know, oh, it's everything, technology is only leading to bad stuff. And it was amazing to hear her talk because she loves technology and she's just like, it just means so many good things, like medical, cars, all these different things that are happening in technology kind of, it's this fascinating, amazing thing. And she incorporates it into her shows.
It's changed the business though, because now it's harder to sell an album. It seems like it's a singles-oriented business now.
Right.
Because everybody wants to buy that single.
It feels like the album is a commercial for everything else. Hmm. So that's a commercial for your live show or whatever.
Well, we're happy that you're back in the studios and that you're back getting ready to go on the road to tour. I mean, that's exciting. Very exciting.
I'm so excited.
It's got to be, like you're reinventing yourself. It's been a number of years since you put out an album. And so there comes pressure with it too. It's been a while. Do you feel pressure or no? You're at a point in your career where you're confident and
I've done so much work in my life where I feel a lot more relaxed. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that, like when you're very young, sometimes you're like, just love me,
I
want to impress you. And you kind of like lean forward and you're just like, right, and I feel like I'm a lot more kind of like, I know this is good.
Yes.
And so even if you don't know that yet, you'll know it in a bit. Like, just give your ears time.
That's great.
And I love that. I've been doing a lot of yoga.
Very healthy. All that
Healthy
stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
And now your priorities change. Your priority Solomon.
Exactly.
That's your priority.
Exactly.
And that's the most important thing now. It's no longer getting out there. Yeah. Although, Linda Perry might think otherwise.
I feel like people have been waiting for a while. And I always said to people, like, it has to be worth the wait. I feel like I'm at this point and I'm so happy to get stuff out. And I love performing live. I do so much, so many shows. Mm. I've been touring the world. I haven't really been, even though I haven't released anything for a while, I haven't gone away. Mm. I've just continued honing my craft, writing and touring, shows and that kind of thing. And I honestly feel like I'm a better singer than I ever was, especially live.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to the tour.
Yeah.
You got to promise me you'll come back when you're
in
D.C.
Please, can you come and see my show?
I have always seen your shows.
I love that.
I have always seen your shows.
You know, it's about keeping your energy alive. Mm. And there's a lot of people. This applies to everyone in every career. It's like people will use you. Like that song, Use Me Until You Use Me Up.
Right, Bill Withers.
Yeah, but such a good song. But people will. They can't tell what your energy levels are. So you have to keep your fire alive. And if you keep that alive, there's nothing anyone can do.
Well, you have so much energy and positivity.
Thank you.
And really, really, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And I wish I'd had a chance to live in the UK to see you on the Celebrity Apprentice TV show. I heard you were on it with Boy George.
That was here.
Oh, it was here in the US?
That was here. Yeah. So I came, Boy George called me up and asked me, could I do him a favor? It was the finale of the show, and he wanted to win, and so he asked me.
And you were on, huh? Did you guys win?
Arnold Schwarzenegger was there, and his
son. Did you win?
I don't think he won.
Oh, okay.
I won.
You needed roller skating.
I definitely
won. That's what you needed, roller skating.
I know, that's what I needed. That's what he needed.
Roll With Me is the name of the album. Please come back when you're on tour.
Thank you.
And we'll talk more about how the album's number one, and it's platinum, and you get all those awards, right?
And Roll With Me just means hang out with me.
Hang out with Natasha
Bedingfield. Come along for the ride.
That's what we're doing. We're hanging out with Natasha Bedingfield. This is Border Crossings on The Voice of America. Never go.
ago that nobody knows where the rivers flow, and I call it home, and there's no more lies, and the darkness is light, and nobody cries, there's only butterflies.
Paper, clever rhymes, see you later. These words.
Thank you very much, Natasha Bedingfield. It's been great talking to you, and please don't be a stranger. Come by and see us anytime, especially if you're on tour in October and you happen to be in the Washington, D.C. area. We'll always welcome you back. Natasha Bedingfield, our guest today here on this special day, a Labor Day holiday in the United States. Kids go back to school tomorrow. And we'll be back on the air with requests and dedications tomorrow as well at 1500 Universal. Thank you to our producer, Vince Bonner. My name is Larry London. You are listening to Border Crossings on the VOA Worldwide English Network.